How do you feel about that number three receiver position? You got a lot of guys. I'm not sure if anyone sees control of being that guy.
Extremely competitive right now. The good news, we have another preseason game to give guys opportunities to go out there and do it the right way and make plays and make the most of their opportunity. But certainly that competition is extremely high right now in that room.
It looked like Jeff Janis made a catch with that glove today, if I saw that right. Can a receiver play with one of those things?
Well, it starts with practice and kind of getting used to it. Today in practice, he certainly did a nice job making that catch. So I guess it's just really getting used to it and trying to put yourself in position to make the catch from a body standpoint. Obviously, it's difficult extending your hands and plucking and tucking the football. But the ability to kind of catch the ball by way of body, is an option.
Back to that number three job, would you like to have just one guy be that guy? I know it's kind of the way it's been in the past, but is it possible to use an assortment of guys in that role?
The goal is to continue to improve where you have multiple guys, because of the depth. And when you have that many guys that are capable of helping, then you create opportunities. They create opportunities of maybe putting different personnel on the field. So I think having more than just one certainly helps the situation.
As well as injuries occur from time and time again.
As an old running back, what did you think of Burks' touchdown run? And how exactly was that supposed to go versus the way it actually went?
Well, I'll say this. His aiming point was good. The course was good on the run. It was in an inside zone. He did a really nice job of that. And if you go back and you look at it, you'll definitely see some guys being fundamentally sound as far as we talk about driving the backside knee and finishing off the run. We had some really good blocks and guys finishing their blocks, even coming in off the perimeter. So that certainly helped. It was a good read by him, good reaction, and he got the ball in the end zone. Ultimately, the results were excellent. He did a nice job. It was a good course, good read.
Are those important moments for guys in his position? I mean, I know it's the full picture that you guys look at as coaches, but, I mean, to have that kind of success as a guy fighting for a roster spot, what does that do for him?
Confidence. It definitely boosts the confidence. And it also validates when you practice a certain way, good things will happen. You go about doing it the right way from a classroom standpoint, and then you see it on the practice field. It doesn't surprise people when a guy has that type of success. The key is, can you do it? Can you be consistent and do it over and over and over again? And that's the goal of everyone on our offense is to be consistent, to not beat ourselves, and to make sure that we're operating on a high level.
How's he done protecting the quarterback?
And that's the key. With any young back, probably one of the most important things is protecting the quarterback. His understanding of our blocking schemes from a fundamental and technical standpoint, he certainly has to be in tune with that. Number one, it's about the communication, but then it's about being fundamentally sound as far as winning his one-on-one battle with that defender if they choose to bring a dog or a blitz. And that's something that all of our young guys will continue to improve on.
We see from time to time where Richard Rodgers lines up in the backfield a little bit. How foreign is that position to Jared Cook?
We ask our guys to do a lot of different things as far as from a versatility standpoint. And we feel like all of those guys are capable of operating in the positions that we put them in.